Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Let's talk about something really gross. Human trafficking.
Okay. Is this real?
I mean, the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing is super real. I can't, so real that I can't sit through the documentary.
It's a lot.
As a person with a daughter and like...
You'll hate to know that it was pretty much a well-oiled machine.
You watched some of it too, right? Years. You understand what he was... And like, he was such a genius. Please don't be mad at me for saying that. He was so good at it that he would just make sure he got politicians on camera so that when it came time for him to be arrested, he couldn't be.
Right.
And now that chick just got caught, right?
Yes, yeah. The FBI finally got her. She moved, how many times? Like 36 times.
In less than a year.
Yeah. Yes.
Lift with your legs.
And she has been, she supposedly made a friend of hers watch some of the incriminating evidence she has. And they said there's at least... I hate spreading. This is a news story, right?
Right.
At least two prominent U.S. politicians having relations with.
Ugh.
Yikes.
With a minor. And there's also celebrities and world figures having relations with multiple.
So horrible.
Right.
Now, how did this woman do it? Like, she was just super charismatic or something?
So charismatic and just like. Like a woman you would look up to if you were young, and you know what I mean? So she was the perfect sidekick for him because she would just lure him in if he couldn't.
Because he was just a kind of a loser, quiet,
yeah.
He was socially awkward. So she.
Where did he make his money? I don't remember. Was he.
Yeah. This
he was an investment guy, and was he a. He's a scammer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Because do you guys remember.
Just a horrible person all around.
I feel like it was in Colorado, but maybe I was somewhere else where they. Like, you know when you drive under an overpass and there's that, like. Like area up in there where there's sometimes homeless people up, like tucked up underneath.
Uh-huh.
They found one of those areas with a door and little beds inside.
What?
And evidence of like, I hate that I'm saying this without the story and like teddy bears, blankets.
Oh gosh.
I believe there. Yeah. That was where they were hiding. Like when they're trafficking kids, they hide them under overpasses and until they can safely move them without the law. Like, I think this is a, wow, I'm not being fun right now, but it's like, this is a bigger problem than we ever thought of. Like, Epstein got by with it forever, and there's a company that is being accused of it right now that's even weirder.
This is nutso.
I bought Christmas stuff
for you. Please tell me you have it.
I have definitely purchased from this company.
Yeah.
Have you posted about it on any of your social media platforms, Amber?
Unfortunately, I did. I just did. I'm like, I've got to start looking at the news stories for these companies because I got in trouble for another one. I promoted a clothing company. I just didn't look. I hadn't looked at the news in a day or two. And I was like, got this bathing suit from here. And they like... had just got in trouble.
For what?
So they had a swastika necklace that they were selling, but it was a Buddhist one, and apparently it means something different.
It does.
Doesn't matter. Don't have that right now or ever, you know? But it.
But if we're going to get back to human trafficking because that's the fun too, but like, no. If I'm Buddhist and the swastika means something to me, screw the Nazis. They can't take that away from me, right?
Right. You're giving in. You're letting them.
Right.
And it is called a swastika in the Buddhist culture, right?
It is. And it's a sign of like of prosperity
peace
and stuff. It's positive. And in Indian culture, forever ago, they were using that symbol all the time.
Is it facing the other way?
See, that's the thing.
Some people say facing one way means something, right. Facing the other way means something else.
Maybe.
And when the Nazis took it over, they just flipped it around, I guess.
All right. Well, so then you did that.
So then I did that. And yeah. And then I just recently was like, oh, I got my cute furniture. Bye. That's from Wayfair. And Wayfair might not be.
So we're not saying this is true.
Right.
But it's a conspiracy theory as of now.
But so Traffic Girl Erin looked into this. And she was able to duplicate some of these results.
So what exactly is going on?
So you can go in and like buy a cabinet. Like it's a storage cabinet. Mm-hmm. But if you like, you look at up the storage cabinet and it's like $500. But if you put a name on the front of it, like Yaritza storage cabinet, it suddenly becomes $13,000. Or you put Naraya storage cabinet, Samaya storage cabinet, Alvia storage cabinet, and our Traffic Girl was putting in like Jennifer storage cabinet, and it changed it from $300 to like $6,000.
Because I'm buying Jennifer and not the cabinet now?
We don't know, but it's starting to. Now, we're not accusing Wayfair because Wayfair has come out and said, like, no. And Snopes is saying they don't think that it's happening. But Wayfair is one of those companies that. It's like Overstock, right?
Right. So they've got like third party sellers on their site.
Oh.
So they're like, we don't sell everything that is sold on our site. Like that's a third party situation, but.
We don't vet anybody.
Genuinely, they're literally, like they're throwing up. There's a chance that you can.
Ugh.
You can get Christmas decorations.
And I bought that for like 10 years.
I know, but does that mean we need to boycott these guys, or do they just need to do...
They're awesome Christmas decorations.
That's the problem!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.